Pretty much each one of us has some dream for our lives. The trick is making sure that the dream matches our God-given abilities. In today's program, I'm joined again by a special guest, Peter Irvine, the former Managing Director of Gloria Jean's Copies. I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program today as we take a look at using our God-given gifts from a different perspective. It's a fantastic thing that God puts dreams into our hearts. Some people live out those dreams in amazing ways. Others have dreams, but they never take that first step. And yet others set out on their dreams, and at some point they end up wondering, am I really cut out for this? Do I really have the skills and abilities to live this dream? This week, we're joined by Peter Irvine, the Managing Director of Gloria Jean's Coffees. Over the last 10 years, Peter's been involved in growing the Gloria Jean's chain from two stores in 1995 to how many today, Peter?
261 stores.
That's awesome. You know, that's quite a, I mean, that's amazing in 10 years. And as we were talking yesterday, you finalised a transaction to take over the brand globally.
That's right.
So Gloria Jean's Global is now Australian owned. That's fabulous. Now, pardon me for asking, but you came from an advertising and marketing background. I heard someone say once that marketing is the ultimate triumph of style over substance, which is not a bad definition. It might be a bit rude. But what made you think that you could get involved in the coffee game coming from an advertising and marketing background?
Well, I don't see that we're limited. If God calls something into being, then he's going to provide the resourcing, he's going to provide the people, he's going to provide the wherewithal to make it happen. And we certainly have seen that through our business. But when both parties, my partner Nabi Saleh, he comes from a coffee growing, a coffee roasting, coffee procurement and tea as well. He was bringing already that into the country and had worked on plantations and roasting coffee. And I was coming from a background of marketing and understanding, to some extent, franchising, working very closely with McDonald's for 30 years.
Right.
And certainly other clients in the retail sector. So when you bring those experiences and disciplines together, you've got a reasonable package to work from. But on the other hand, I believe you can take someone, and if they know their job, they've got the experience, they can come into a position and be able to start helping, assisting and building the product because they've got an openness to learn. They know the disciplines, they just learn about the business as they're going along and can make the right decisions.
Let's say you hadn't been involved with McDonald's for 30 years and you'd been involved in some other areas. Would you still have done this if you felt that God was calling you to do it?
Oh, most definitely. Because we're a franchising business. If you don't understand franchising and you're not used to dealing with franchisees, it's pretty scary. And some of our people that come and join us have a real head change in how to deal in this type of business because franchisees, yes, have to follow the system, but they're unique individuals.
Okay, so when at the early stages when you were planning this venture, what I hear you saying is you had a sense that you had the right skills and background, but not all of the answers, not all of the skills.
Well, I don't think we always have the answers. As we grow, we learn. I mean, when we opened the first store, it was difficult but easy in some ways. You didn't know the obstacles, the opposition.
Ignorance is bliss.
That's right, it was. And you just plough through and you just assume certain things. And in fact, I believe some people thought, oh, well, these guys are fairly naive in this, so we'll help them out. When you start on the second, third and fourth and fifth store, you know what happens, you know the obstacles, and I think you're anticipating them, and that's a problem. And you've got to get your head around that and just try and plough through them or push them aside.
What are some of the things that you're really good at and some of the things that maybe you're not so good at that you've had to find other people to be involved?
Well, I'm a bit of a jack of all trades. I know a bit about a lot of things, which is dangerous in itself. But the real strength, I guess, is working with people, being able to motivate people, being able to give people the opportunity to grow, to learn with the right direction. I like a cup of coffee.
It helps.
And I understood franchising.
Right. But I guess, I mean, the whole technical issue around coffee was not something that was your expertise.
No. I knew very little, if nothing. I just knew I went to one shop the same time every day and wondered why it was okay one day, appalling the next. Mm. Well, I do know now.
So you've grown a team. How many people are involved now in Gloria Jean's?
Well, in our office, mm-hmm. our support office, as we call it, we have 120 people.
Right.
And that's across Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane. And then obviously the stores that we run, a few ourselves, plus our franchisees with their staff, there's probably close to 4,000 people Australia-wide now.
That's an amazing team.
That's right.
How important is that team to the success of making the vision that you had, the dream that you had at the beginning, of turning that into a reality?
Well, most important, if you start with our support office, they are the people that are going to have to build the business with us. We can't do everything. So having the right team is crucial. We call it about having the right team on the bus. Occasionally the bus has got to stop and someone has got to get off and some have got to get on, because people have a ceiling or a mindset that they only can work to a certain level and they'll only ever build a business to that level. Henry Ford said that you can take away my cars, you can take away my business, you can take away my money, but leave me my people and we'll do it all over again. Mm. And that's really important, because people are crucial. They represent you. They're the front face. And then you get to the retail stores, they are the front face to your customers.
They are Gloria Jeans.
That's right.
Is it hard as a couple of Christian guys running an organisation to say, got to stop the bus and this person has to get off?
It's always hard, but what I recognised in advertising and I've recognised in Gloria Jeans is that people that have reached that ceiling or could be unhappy find a whole new lease of life going somewhere where they can flourish at the level that they want to flourish. Mm. And you bring in new people and the rest of your staff perform up to a whole new level. It's like the lid goes off and you flourish. And I think it's the same problem for churches. I mean, pastors and ministers have to make changes to their staff, and that's difficult. And so often people hang on to people and the whole situation becomes conflict. People don't talk with each other. When you release that, the whole opportunity moves forward.
I guess, I mean, when you look at what Paul writes in Romans chapter 12, he talks about the body of Christ, and he says, look, you know, some of us are eyes and some of us are feet and some of us are hands, and those different people have different strengths, but they also have different weaknesses. And with 4,000 people, many of them belonging to franchisees who see the world maybe different from head office staff, I guess there are people issues, I guess there are politics issues in the organisation. I mean, as a man of God, how do you deal with those? What are the insights that you have in dealing with those difficult people issues?
Well, we adopt a policy, if you like. It's just the way we operate, of confronting things head on. And I did it in advertising as well. You'll always have one party tell you one thing and then you'll get an opposing view from someone else. But I find if you get them both together, get all the parties in the room and you start talking, then each party suddenly realises that it is a two-sided. It's not just they being right and the other one being wrong. If that can't be resolved, which is very rarely it doesn't in that situation, then it requires a bit more serious one-on-one type discussion. There will always be conflict because we're dealing with people. I always say to our franchisees, this business would be terrific without customers and staff, but unfortunately we need both, and they're an essential and a necessary part of, I guess, any business.
Yeah. Do you find that the fact that there is more behind the brand than just making money, I mean, there's a reason for making money, does that have an impact on people?
Most definitely, because from all the research, both our own and independent people, it shows that our customers come to our stores because they sense something different. They like the ambience. They feel relaxed. You know, they have a lot of issues in life, but they love coming, you know, to that escape, if you like.
That's great. Thanks for that, Peter. Listen, tomorrow when we catch up, doubtless you've needed some miracles along the way. Most dreams need miracles. I want to talk about miracles and the role of miracles in the life of Gloria Jeans.
We love sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with God. So before we go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you and your friends draw even closer to God. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope and encouragement. The best news is that it's free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. Completely up to you. It's God's Word, fresh for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just hop on the website, freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign-up waiting for you right there. And as a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. We pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through His Word. That web address, again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow. with a different perspective.